Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Ulambulela ku Studio 7 ngesonto mhla ka 1 kuNkwenkwezi 2022 uGibbs Dube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje. Izisebenzi zikhala ngeholo eliphansi nesikhathi zinanza uzulwazo olwe International Workers Day.
Ibond note leyo isasebenzi. Ababalisi behluleka ukuthenga izinto abazifunayo, behluleka njalo ukubhadala imali yokuthi abantu ababo bahambe esikolo.
Bathi laba indawo abadabuka eZimbabwe abahlala kule South Africa, ukuthi kumele bephume bephele kulelo lizwe. Kungakafiki ukuphela kwenyanga.
Lokhu okukhulunywa ngabe Operation Dudula angeke kwenzakale.
Intatheli zindaba uHopewell Chinono uthi ilunga leZANU-PF ebelifuna ukuthatha imbuzi zakhe lihlehlele emuva namhla.
They came and I'm told that a lot of people around the villages have gone to my home state to defend by goats.
Kodwa ubefuna ukuthatha imbuzi lezi uthi bawufezile umsebenzi wabo lo bengazithathanga imbuzi zikaShinono.
We have achieved our first stage.
Zalethulela ezamasiko ezabatsha nezokholo lwesiKristu. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ndizozizwa kulo msakazo. Izisebenzi namhla zinanze usuku lwazo olweWorkers Day zikhonona ngeholo eliphansi zisithi sokumele zihole idola leMelika hatshi eleZimbabwe eselingasathengi lutho ngenxa yokugukudeka. Zethule lokhu kumbuthano wokunanza usuku lolu eHarare lapho eziveze khona ukuba zifuna ukukhetha zikhululekile umuntu ozathuthukisa umnotho welizwe ngomnyaka ozayo. UMnumzana Japhet Moyo unobhala jikelele wenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions uthi izisebenzi zithwele nzima kule Zimbabwe.
Sibone abanye abalimeleyo, sabona abanye belahlekelwa zimpilo zabo besemsebenzini. Sibona abanye njalo abasebenza benganakwa bengalalungelo endaweni eziningi ezishiyeneyo. Kodwa ke lilanga eliqhakathekileyo lapho esikhangelane lendubo zemali, esikhangelane lendubo geze safety lapho abasebenzela khona. Kunengi ke okushotayo kuzisebenzi.
Usikhuthi mfundo Paul Mavima isiphathamandla sikahulumende obona ngensolo zikaZulu lezisebenzi uthi kumele abantu bebambisane ukuze ilizwe lithuthuke ngemfanelo. Izisebenzi zithi zithule nzima eZimbabwe. UMnumzana Love Joyce Banda okunhlanganiso yeProgressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe uthi usuku lolu luqhakathekile loba bethwele nzima.
Xa sesikhangele kwelakithi eleZimbabwe, leli langa sokulilanga nje lapho ukuthokoza ukwenziwa khona kubonakala emaphephandabeni kahulumende kuphela. Lapho uhulumende athatha isikhathi sokubana athembise izisebenzi okungasoze kwenzakala. Nxa sesikhanyela okwenzakalayo leli langa sokulilanga lokukhala lapho izisebenzi ezikhunjuzwa khona ngokunzima ezihlangana labo insuku zonke. Sithanda ukukhuthaza uhulumende ukubana kakhangelisise alungisise ukukhala kwezisebenzi. Izisebenzi kazihole imali eyeneleyo. Siyakhuthaza njalo uhulumende kubana kabhadale izisebenzi imali akade beyihola bengakaqalisi ukuphiwa i-bond note. Sitsho njalo kubana i-bond note leyo ayisasebenzi. Ababalisi behluleka ukuthenga izinto abazifunayo, behluleka njalo ukubhadala imali zokuthi abantu ababo bahambe esikolo.
Lokhu kusekelwa umnumzana Efidlela Ncube ohlala kobulawayo.
Isimo sezisebenzi sibi kakhulu ukuthi kwenza kube nzima ukuthi ulolu suku lube luqhakatheke ebantwini beZimbabwe. Nxa izisebenzi kungamangakazi kahle kuzo kusho khona ukuthi akumanga kahle ebantwini beZimbabwe bonke. Ngakho ke kuyadingeka ukuthi uhulumende akulungise khona lokho, alungise amahola, alungise imisebenzi. Abantu abasebenzayo sebebalutshwane kakhulu, kakhulu kakhulu okwenza ukuthi vele ilizwe lehlule ukuphila. Ngoba izisebenzi nxa zizilutshwane abantu abaningi bengasebenzi, ilizwe kaliphili, ilizwe izisebenzi. Kanti ke futhi uhulumende kaziphathi ngendlela efaneleyo izisebenzi. Siyabona ama-trade union leaders bayatshaywa, bayavalelwa ezitokisini. Uhulumende kakhulumisani kahle lalabo abangasebenziyo, lalabo abasebenzayo ukuthi baphathwe ngendlela efaneleyo. Akudalwe imisebenzi, abasebenza bahola imali efaneleyo, bavikeleke futhi basebenza emsebenzini ngendlela evikelekileyo ehlonipha amalungelo abo, hayi lokho okwenzakalayo manje.
Izisebenzi zithi idola leZimbabwe seliphele amandla, ngakho ke sokumele zihole elemelika. Kodwa uhulumende uthi angeke akwenze lokhu ngoba ilizwe kumele libe lemali yalo. Abadabuka eZimbabwe abahlala kule South Africa bathi ubathwalise amagabha avuzayo umkhankaso we-Operation Dudula oqhutshwa ngumnumzana Nhlanhla Lux Dlamini labanye bakhe. Abaqhuba umkhankaso lo bathi kumele bonke abaselizweni leli okungekho emthethweni bephume bephele kule South Africa kungakafiki ekupheleni kwenyanga. Umnumzana Nqabuto Mabhena okhokhela inhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Community in South Africa uthi kabayindawo abadabuka eZimbabwe abasebenza kulelo lizwe.
Lokhu okukhulunywa ngabe Operation Dudula angeke kwenzakale ukuthi izalwane zaseZimbabwe ezilapha eSouth Africa zibuyele emuva eZimbabwe ngoba umnotho wakithi ufile. Sikhuluma ngabantu abalokhu bebuya imihla yamalanga besuka eZimbabwe besiza eSouth Africa bezodinga umsebenzi. Yikho angeke uthi nxa kulokhu suka abantu besiza eSouth Africa bese uthi abantu asebehleli iminyaka elithumi babuyele emuva, akusoze kwenzakala. Into eqhakathekileyo njalo eyiyo kumele yenziwe yikuthi uhulumende weZimbabwe kumele ayakhe umnotho weZimbabwe. Kodwa ke kuyacaca kuwo wonke umuntu lesiphofu yakubona loba singaboni kodwa siyakubona lesiphofu ukuthi uhulumeni weZimbabwe usehlekile ukwakha amathuba omsebenzi, usehlekile ukuvusa umnotho. Yikho ke izalwane zaseZimbabwe lokhu zisiza eSouth Africa zizodinga umsebenzi. Yikho ke thina siphakamisa ukuthi kumele kube lomhlangano omkhulu oweSADC okhuluma ngodaba lwe-immigration, ukuthi immigration kuyini ekwenzayo impact yangkhona kwele South Africa lamanye amazwe ongomakhelwane osokwenze kwenza ukuthi kube le Operation Dudula.
Unkosazana Victor Matutu okhokhela inhlanganiso yezimi imbokodo uthi umkhankaso lo uveza ukuba abakuza abasafunakali kwele South Africa.
Sikhathazekile kakhulu sizizalwane zeZimbabwe ezilapha eMzantsi Afrika ngenxa kaDudula lowa okhona kulezi nsuku. Eqinisweni i-Operation Dudula besingacabanga ukuthi izohamba ihambe izifike namhlanje. Besicabanga ukuthi into nje abazayithi yanga yanga ibehlule bese behlala phansi. Kodwa ngokubonakala kwezinto kungathi hayi abantu laba baphoke phele phambili ngayo Operation Dudula. Namhlanje sizile ukuthi baseBenoni sebehambe amalokishana ambalwanyana, sike babonile kubo Hillbrow, babona kubo Alexander. Into ebuhlungu Operation Dudula yikuthi sidudulwa emsebenzini. Sidudulwa emsebenzini kunjalo ma usungasasebenzi uzohlala ngapi? Lapho hlala khona ubhadane ngani intela yokuhlala lapho hlala khona? Ukudla okuthenge ngani? Abantwana ubafundise ngani, baphiliswe ngani? Lekhaya lapha obesithumela khona uzathumela kanjani ungasasebenzi?
Uphinde wathi
injongo yokuqala esilethe lapha sizizalwane eZimbabwe kakhulu sizosebenza lapha eMzantsi Afrika ngumsebenzi ukuthi sithole imali. Kodwa nxa sesidudulwa emsebenzini ayisekho enye indlela esingakwazi ukuthi siphile ngayo uma singasasebenzi. Ukubona kwami Operation Dudula uhlukile kakhulu kune-xenophobia. Ngoba ku-xenophobia besitshalwa sivuke siye emsebenzini sikwazi ukuthi sikhokhe intela sithenge ukudla.
Lokhu kusekelwa ngumnumzana Bongani Dube osebenza kule South Africa.
Singabulalana. Ungathola ukuthi uyisihlobo sami nomunye isihlobo sakhe siseBotswana. So into engiyishoyo mina ikuthi khona yonke le into esigxekana ngayo ayikho kithi, ipha phezulu kumakhulumende aphetheyo, ugovernment asiphetheyo, konke ubheka la ngale ama government aya ayacatshisana afuna ukuthi kukhulunywe iqiniso wena ungabona umntana amezomosha kumbe mhlawumbe umntana nami sehlala sekuwe kufanele ubize mina umakhelwane kanti umntwana wabalapha ukuhamba kanjani umntana angeka vakatshe eze ezolala egcine seqedi 1 week so i-government yonke le okufanele ukuthi ikubheke yonke le into yonke zonke zenezizinto zokuthi abantu bayeza ngongekho emthethweni konke i-government iwenzela ukuthi khona khona izinto zikambe right thina singabantu mase sizithathela umthetho sesubeke ezandleni zethu wana sikufundelanga sesenza ngeyethu indlela gcina sokulegazi leleli chithekileyo lomfo wethu endi abantu begcine futhi sebekubeka kabi ukuthi ingathi yena bakhalela umuntu oyi-1 kithi kufe 7 uyabona kube sokusiba ngamazwi angena kabuhlungu kodwa umakhelwane ngumakhelwane phela
uDube uthi
akwaziwa ukuthi elakusasa linjani uzovuka ungale komakhelwane bebe sebeyakhuluma kabi ngawe kanti ke kade kufanele kulungiswe inkinga mina engishoyo ayiqo kubo hulumende bonaba esilabo yibo abayinkinga abakhulu even nana la ma-Nigeria ungasola mawusuyalandelela mhlawumbe umsebenzi wabo ngokudayisa ungaluyalandelela kahle kahle uthole ukuthi into zonke lezi abazidayisayo ngezamaminista and ma ungathi uyabheka bonaba abantu ma kuza ungabona bengasekho ubuthi uyabheka uzabona imoto yamapholisi sikhona ngubani okuchazileyo ukuthi nanke amapholisa
unkosazana Nqobile Nyathi laye ohlala kwele South Africa uthi usekhathele ngokwenziwa ngabaqhuba umkhankaso we-Operation Dudula
isituation isisiba tense manje mina into engayitsho yukuthi asibuyeleni ekhaya and fix our house back home
sizalwane sakwele South Africa umnumzana Teboho Sikhondo uthi kumele abantu bokuza balandele umthetho xa befuna ukuhlala ngokuthula kwele South Africa
abantu abenze lokhu okufanele bakwenze abeze ngapha ngokomthetho bafithi it's not a matter of ukuthi asifuna abantu bangaphandle it's a matter of ukuthi umuntu akeze ngoba kufanele vele eze and yes singabomakhelwane kodwa asikhuzanini bafithi ukusebenza ngabuya ngizosebenza niphethe amaphepha right akusina nkinga naleyo
kulezi zizalwane zakwele Zimbabwe eziningi ezidlala kwele South Africa zingala maphepha aqondileyo intatha lezindaba ezimeleyo uHopo Ntshinono uthi uTaurai Gandishaya okubandla leZANU-PF ofuna ukuthatha imbuzi zakhe okungekho emthethweni kenelisanga namhla ukwenza lokhu emzini wabokhokho bakhe eMrewa uTshinono uthi uGandishaya ubethembise ukuhamba labanye bakhe ayithatha imbuzi zohlobo lwebhoa azithenga kwele South Africa uGandishaya uthi imbuzi lezi ziphansi kohlelo lukarhulumente uTshinono uyakuphikisa lokhu esithi uGandishaya labanye bakhe bazondiswa ngokuthi wayithula okunye akungafunwa yiZANU-PF emhlanganweni we-World Summit on Human Rights eGeneva lapho atshela khona umhlaba wonke jikelele ukuba ilizwe leZimbabwe libhidlizwa yibukhohlakali obesekabekayo obukhuthazwa libandla elibusayo uTshinono uthi abantu bevimbe ngci namhlanje khona ngale ke eMrewa lapho ke uGandishaya afuna ukuthatha imbuzi zakhe
today came and I'm told that a lot of people around the villages have gone to my homestead to defend my goats and my property from the illegal action that has been threatened to be carried
abantu abaningi bahambe emzini wakithi lapho bavimbe ukuba uGandishaya engathathi imbuzi zami
the whole of last week I was getting threats from ZANU-PF executive member for the Youth League, Taurai Gandishaya, saying that they were going to expropriate my goats, and they were lying that I received the goats from the government.
Taurai Gandishaya, uqhubekele phambili engethusela iviki yonke ngeviki ephelileyo esithi uzathatha imbuzi zami. Bebeqamba amanga besithi ngazithatha kuhulumende.
What triggered them to do this was the speech that I made in Geneva, in Switzerland, a couple of weeks ago, where I correctly pointed out the problems that were faced in the health delivery system in Zimbabwe, that there is no single cancer machine.
Waba kapula yuguti, ngetula umbigo, emhlanganweni, World Summit on Human Rights, ngisithi,
akula mithina yokwelapha isifo semvukuzane eZimbabwe ezibhedlela lokunye okuhlupha uZulu.
So when I mentioned those things in Geneva, the ZANU-PF government was upset and they have been abusing me.
Ukandishaya uthi bakwenzile akade befisa ukuthi bekuvezele uZulu namhla.
No, we have achieved our first stage according to plans. Our first stage was to expose the double standards.
Today in Evandu are sympathetic to the opposition, where they go around telling people that Zimbabwe is not a conducive environment for business, where they tell people that I'm a friend of Zimbabwe, usiri pro ZANU-PF, you are targeted, unacha unungo chita. They furira my youth kuti go on the streets and demonstrate for jobs. Vasingaudze my youth kuti you must utilize land and come up with the project.
Sikuvezile kade kumele sikwenze kade sivele silenhlonzo yokuthi sikubikele uZulu. Okunye okwangikhona ukuthi abantu abanjengobothinono ngabantu abaqamba amanga abatshela abantu ukuthi eZimbabwe akwenzakali ukuthi umuntu abe lebusiness.
So other TCC members are actually calling me to say, you know, we never knew kuti hopo chingono nemamwe mashefu edu vandori mapurazi vandori nemabhizinesi vandori ana maprojects isu vachingotifurira kuti no itai mastrike nemasiya wei kuti mupiwe mabasa. So first stage we have achieved.
Sipinde sakuxoxa ngodaba lolu lomnumzana uStalus Siziba olilunga le-Citizens Coalition for Change obuthanise abantu bayalindela uTaulai Kandishaya emzini wakochinono.
Njengezukulwane zeZimbabwe sibuye lapha ke emzini kaHopewell elimaziyo oyijournalist obethi abantu bezanu bebesithi bona bafuna ukubeya bezothatha imbuzi zakhe azithengayo ngemali yakhe ngentengo ephakemeyo izinto ziyahlupha elizweni. Thina sibuya lapha ngenxa yokuthi part of our civic duty yikuma together njengabantu abamnyama kodwa njengabantu abahlukunyezwayo ukubana ngeza ke savumela ukubana kube lo muntu ohlukunyezwayo ethathela izinto zakhe. Sababona beyenza eplazini kaSipho Malunga sisuka lapha siyakhona.
Abantu bamelele ukubona ukuthi uTaulai Kandishaba uzazithatha kumbe hatshi imbuzi zikaChinono. Le History 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Singakangeni kusigaba esilandelayo sisangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Amalunga edalele US House of Representatives akhokhela unkosikazi Nancy Pelosi akwele Ukraine lapho tshele khona umongameli Volodymyr Zelensky ukuba elemini kalimi laye empini le iyaqalwa ngele Russia eselihlasela elizweni lonke lijonge ukuhluthuna ilizwe leli. UKenel Mamandi Dombouya wakengqula uhulumende ka-Alpha Conde nyakenye kwele Guini uthi kuzathatha phose inyanga ezingamajumi amane 39 months ukuze kube nokhetho lukazulu. Sokuyisikhathi sezamasiko
senganamasiko senziwe manje elobabamkhulu babelobola.
Uhlelo lwamasiko lokumpila kwabantu nsuku zonke namhla sixoxa lomnumzana Mbuso Ngwenya ingcwethi kwezamasiko ngembiza kababa. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo Ngwenya. Akusitshele ngamafutshane ukuthi imbiza kababa kuyini.
Wabudube imizi uyibone yakhiwe abanomzana laba babe nemfihlakalo zabo zokuyiqinisa ngendlela zonke ongazicabanga kusukela othangweni lwemuzi kuye esibayeni kuye ngaphakathi kuze kuyefika ngisho ezindlini zabo. Lapha ngikhuluma isiNdebele ngicabanga ukuthi asidingi ukuthi ngize ngitolike uma ngithi mina ukuqinisa kwabo imizi kwakubuye futhi babe buye bakwenze nasezindlini zabo. Wawumangala ukuthi awu omama abangaka bonke nje babukeka bejabule bengelansolo ngempela yini le imfihlo emfihlakalo ephethwe yilensizwa endala. Eqinisweni babeqinisa imizi njalo futhi babezazi izinto babeyazi nemithi yakhona.
Yes, awuza kakhulu baba Ngwenya, kodwa kuyasebenza yini konoko?
Ungamangala wena nxa ungabuke abantu abazala esithenjini. Uthi uyakhangela uthola ukuthi indlu ngayinye ngayinye ilomntwana owazalwa kanye kanye nomunye owazalwa kwenye indlu. Uthola ukuthi labo bantu nxa bezazalwa bazalwa ngenyanga eyodwa, zonke izindlu mhlawumbe kwakuwumuntu owayenamakhosikazi angu-7 okanye 5. Uthola ukuthi bonke bazalwe ngenyanga eyi-1. Ubusuzibuza ukuthi ngempela mfihlakalo bani eyiphethe ilezi nsizwe ezindala. Ye, zaziqina ngempela. Labo mama babeyazi lento, babetshelwa ukuthi hayi bokuthi noma uphakela ubaba phela laphana kube khona okufakayo laphana epletini lakhe. Wawubona nje kwesinye isikhathi uthole ukuthi noma ephakele yona inkosi mala ngiyabe inayo into eyiphetheyo laphana izoyi sombulula laphana ithele noma kusambuthana. Kokunye kwakuthelwa lasebelokhuzana lasemakhewini lapha omfumfu laba omphaphama laba impuphu yakhona ziningi nje ombandatshatsha laba besetshenziswa la uzitshela ukuthi hayi insizwe endala mhlawumbe izama ukuthi mhlawumbe iklini umzimba. Nakho futhi ukuklini umzimba lokhu kwakwenziwa kwesinye isikhathi kubanje zona iy'lokhuzane izichatho lezi indoda iqine ngempela ithi saka. Yileyo mfihlo-ke eyisenza ukuthi la madoda ahlale ngaso sonke isikhathi enamandla kakhulu futhi engabi lezi nsolo eziba khona kubomama laphana.
Hliba amafitshane ingxoxo yethu.
Angiboni-ke ukuthi intsha yanamhlanje isakwazi konke lokho, isithembele emithini yabodokotela nokuyinto ngempela esiyichithile imizi eminingi. Ukube kade kungenzeka sidle ngaludala ngempela sikwazi ukuyithola imfihlakalo leyana ukuthi kanti lezi nsizwa lezi zaziqina kuphi, zaziqina ngasiphi isihlahla laphana ukuze ngempela singabi lazi izinkinga lapho thola khona sokuhamba kusiba lokuchitheka kwemizi umama esephumile wayangena laphana kungabe kusaba mnandi kudala le ngxabano ebantwini bakhelene.
Sima lapha namhla kwezamasiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke besixoxa lomnumzana Mbuso Ngwenya, ingcwethi kwezamasiko. Asihlanganeni singabaphilileyo ngeviki ezayo.
Senganamasiko senziwe mandla yelo baba mkhulu babe lobola usenzi.
Sinesizwe ezokholo lesiKristu silontukamele nkomo.
Ngiyalamukela kuhlelo fuselela umoya igama ngwentungameli nkomo. Lamhlanje ngilomfundisi Thandeko Sintimkandla. Usiphatheleni mfundisi?
Sibingelelani njalo nje njengo nihlala yenza nxa sihlangana. Kumele sibingelelane phela, kanti angithi yikho ukukhuluma ukuletha ukuzwanana ebantwini ubingelelane. Kanti njalo nje lisiko elihle lona lokuthi abantu babingelelane njengoba bengabantu nje badalwa ngumfanekiso kaNkulunkulu. Kuhle ukuthi abantu babingelelane. Namhlanje ke sizaqhubeka ngendaba yokuthula esike sayikhuluma ngesikhathi esedlule sisonke. Kodwa namhlanje ke ngithanda ukuthi ngithi mina emazweni wonke kuswelakala ukuthula. Thina ngapha kwelakithi kulezi nsuku indaba esemlonyeni yiloko kwenzakala kuzizalwane zakithi ezibhace elizweni elinjenge-South Africa. Sibona sizwa okuningi ngokubana le nkulumo esizikhulumayo esizizwayo zikhulunywa laloko kuthiwa amavidiyo lama-audio kawatshengiseli ukuthi eqinisweni kulokuthula. Sengitsho bonabo abakhulumayo lakumavidiyo abenza konke abakwenzayo bakwenza ngubana kabala kuthula ngakho imindeni eminingi yakithi ihlalele evalweni kayikwazi ukuthi ibambe ngaphi thini baqonde ngaphi ngodubo lolu esilubonayo olwehlela izihlobo zethu lesibathandayo bethu ngikhuluma ngalokuthiwa ngu-Operation Dudula eSouth Africa okutshaya inhliziyo zabantu abaningi kuyaxokozela kwenzakala izigameko ongaza kuziphuphe lanxa ulele ukuthi kambe kungenzakala izinto ezinje omunye umuntu esenza ulutho olunjalo komunye umuntu ukuthula kuqalisa ngenhliziyo yomuntu sengitho lakhona apha kwelakithi ilizwe kuningi okushaqisa umzimba esikubalayo sizothiwa abantu bayaganyula abantu benziwa lokhu lalokhu abantu bayahlukumezeka bathwele nzima kuphezu kwalokho abakuthweleyo kubuye kuvele obunye ubunzima uJesu uthi ke nxa kunjalo kufuneka ukuthula ukuthula kakuphongutholwa nje ingabe ngubani njalo ukuthula ayisilogama ongalikhupha ngomlomo kuphela uthi ukuthula ngilakho ukuthula kubonakala ngamazwi ukuthula kubonakala ngezenzo ukuthula kubonakala ngobuntu bomuntu kubonakala ingabe ngubani phela ukuthula kwenza isigaba isigodi ilizwe amazwe ahlale enamile nxa kungela kuthula kulanto ehamba kuhle lolaka luyanda ebantwini isikhalazo isicelo sami nesokuthi thina sonke sesiphumile emndenini yethu emphakathini kungakhathalekile ukuthi singobani singaphi kasidingeni ukuthula ngoba singazuza ukuthula sizabona ukuthi siyalala lobuthongo behle kwesinye isikhathi sehluleka ukulala ngenxa yosabe sicabanga ukuthi kambe kuzakwenzakalani lanxa sifuna ukukhuluma ulutho kwesinye isikhathi kasikhululekanga ngoba uzakuzwa emethi ukukhulumelani khona lokho asidingeni ukuthula kwaJesu ukuthula kuletha ingqubela phambili lezizwe zingaphumelela nxa zilokuthula ungabona ukubhidlizwa okwenziwa ilizwe laseUkraine uzabona ukuthi ukuthula kuyaswelakala ungabona ukubhidlika kwelizwe lona leli elakithi ngendlela ezishiyeneyo uzabona ukuthi ukuthula kuyaswelakala sikhulekeni baba thixo engcwele siyaphinda njalo sicela ukuthula emntwini ngamunye ngamunye lakulo ilizwe lakithi leAfrika yonke amen
lo bekuluhlelo vuselela umoya silomfundisi Thandeko Sintimkanhla thiyani indlebe kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo lilami untungamile nkomo
Siyabonga kakhulu untungamile nkomo ongadinwa lakusasa Kwenza abatsha siqoqa lomculi osakhulayo.
Sanibonani balaleli, igama lami nguLindiwe wakaNdlovu. Ekhaya ngibuya eBeit Bridge. So emculweni bangibiza ngo Psalmist Lindiwe umculo wami ngoqale ngo 2019 album elilodwa and then last week qeda kurelease elinye isingle song ethi ngezisuku zonke engingathanda ukuthi abalaleli bekwazi bangixhase emculweni wami nokuthi ngikwazi ukuphumelela nami njengabanye abaculi ngikwazi ukuthi nami ngelinye lamalanga ngizibone sengikwinye i-level financially uncostable so ukuthi mhlambe ngikwazi ukwenza ama-videos into ezinjalo nje uthi ngikwazi ukuphusha umculo anginayo imanager into ezinjalo so besicela ukuthi mhlambe musuku khona usizo ngingalithola ngasizakala kanjani. Abafuna ukungilandela ngikhona ku Facebook bazongithola babhali bathi Lindiwe Gospel, ngikhona ku TikTok ngikhona futhi nakho Lindiwe Ndlovu 83, then ku WhatsApp ngikhona ku number ya South Africa u +27 66 426 3256.
Silukuba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje, olivalelisayo ngo-Cape Town.